Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. This Adam Weisselberg, this is his second stint. He didn't got two bids messing around with Trump.
Two bids. Can we get a third one?
The other one's trying to lie. Look, baby boy, we got you. If you want to spend, you ain't got very many. You playing in the back nine. If you want to spend most of your time in the joint for this dude, yep. You can.
We don't mind.
We finna take you to jail, baby boy.
Yep. If you don't believe us, just ask all the other people who've gone to jail for Trump.
All right, happy birthday to David Letterman, one of the best that ever did it. Happy birthday to Ed O'Neill. Happy birthday to Brooklyn Decker. Happy birthday to Claudia Jordan. Happy birthday to Andy Garcia. Happy birthday to L. Duncan. Now, I play golf with Andy Garcia all the time. You know what he does?
What does he do?
He calls himself Andy. He speaks in the third person.
Third person.
You know, Andy doesn't do that. Andy. I'm like, hey, if you don't hit this ball, come on. I don't know if Andy did, but one of you better hit this ball. That's all I'm saying. And Claudia Jordan, happy birthday to her, like I said. Happy birthday to L. Duncan. Happy birthday, of course, posthumously, Sudan Douglas from Parenthood. Happy birthday to David Cassidy. Happy birthday to Tiny Tim. Tiptoe through the tulips. See, you know all the white dudes. You know all the white dudes, Jasmine. You know all the white people.
I'm sorry, but you started it off.
No, I know white people. Amber, I know everybody. You just know them.
He can do Barry White and
tiptoe through the tulips, through the garden.
Why do you sound like Flip Wilson?
Oh, you knew Flip. That's great.
Thank you.
Of course, coming up this hour, Jasmine's going to tell us what's trending. You can't hit happy hour of the club, so no worries. Going to bring the party straight to you with the Hughley House Party and the D.L. Hughley Show. Jasmine.
What, man?
Tell these good people what's trending.
Well, I'm sure you saw Trump making his stop at Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. And all the black people, specifically black women, just grinning and hugging and taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening?
That's just happening.
Just
until their uterus is owned by the government.
Yeah. Well, in some states, it's already owned by the government.
Do you know what's very interesting to me? Like when I hear people say, what has Biden done for black people? And you know this, 56% of black people live in the southern region of the United States of America, right?
Yes.
The other 18%, 19% live in the eastern, in the Midwest. 18% live in the east, 7% live in. So if you got the southern region of the United States of America, plus you got Ohio, which is southern, which is Republican, right? Juniors, right?
Yep.
You have Missouri. You have Oklahoma. You have, you know, all those Midwestern states, right? So 60-some percent of black people live under Republican governance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, what has Biden done for us, even like now when he's proposing to suspend more student debt, there are southern states and red states that are determined not to let that happen.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So if you want expansion of Medicare, they're determined not to let that happen, right? If you're talking about the CHIPS Act or infrastructure bill, they're determined not to let that happen, right?
Right.
So all the things that would benefit you don't because your governance won't let it happen.
Well, to be clear, you do understand that most of these people have no idea about political science. They have no idea what Trump could do or hasn't done and what Biden has done. I think they're just repeating things that they've heard because it does not affect them
personally and individually. The things that the Midwest is having a resurgence, small southern town to have a resurgence because of the CHIPS Act. They're making batteries, they're making chips, right?
Right.
But those people voted, the people that represent them voted against that. So when black people say, what has he done for us? The thing that he would do for you or has done for you, your state government has blocked.
Right.
If you're poor in Mississippi, or you, who's stopping that? Who's stopping federal funding from getting you? Who's stopping your water treatment plans? Who's stopping that?
Right.
It isn't that the feds ain't done nothing for you. Or the only way forward for black people is progressive.
Yes. And to be informed is the thing.
But even being informed, the progressive, what... Right now, there are people who are proposing, there are progressives that are proposing a four-day work week. What are conservatives, what are they suggesting? to expand, to raise the minimum for Social Security.
Yep.
So there's some people that want you to have a shortened work week, and there's some people that want you to work till you die.
Understood. And that's why I said involved and being engaged, because if you don't know those things, you know those things because you read and you study.
But then they're stupid
they
for saying
don't,
it.
And then they get on social media and
say dumb things.
Right. That's my point.
You're stupid ass. What are we going to say, Julius?
Yo, they want you to work later in life, but then they're also proposing legislation that'll make your kids easier to work. I mean,
that's what they want. They want kids to work easier. Like and we don't want the immigrants to come here. We want kids to be able to do those jobs that immigrants do, the dangerous job that immigrants do.
Yeah.
So name me the thing that progressives are proposing that work for you. You can have guns, right? You can stop DEI. You can stop Black History. You can stop drag shows, and that's it. But what else do they do for you? That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Keep and it's people you. That say stupid stuff. I defy you to do this. Find a president in the modern era that has had a more successful legislative agenda than Joe Biden. Find them for me and tell me what they did.
Yeah.
It's people. The Americans have never made more money than they're making right now. The Rust Belt, which was kind of gone, is now resurging. Small towns that were gone were resurging. Why?
Legislation.
And it's dizzy ass talking about, I got $1,300.
Oh, it's Trump. He bought us a milkshake.
Man, come on. That's stupid. you deserve it.
Also trending, there's a story of a woman out of Massachusetts who was looking for her husband. She's pregnant. She also has kids by this guy. She couldn't find him. So she turned to social media. She's like, I need some help. Can y'all help me track down my husband? Her husband had
Papa,
come to her.
Can you near me?
He was
Papa,
gone.
Can you hear me?
So now she was having a hard time, I guess, she wants to divorce him now because she realizes, oh, I thought something bad had happened to him.
Who is this? Olivia Newton-John?
Ghosted me. He ain't coming back.
Remember that happened at Living Noon John?
Yes.
He was, the one that left. Ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
He was like at Turks and Caicos someplace.
No, that was in Xanadu.
Yeah, he was somewhere. But that's what's trending.
Coming up, little note from the GED Sex is the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
Now it's time for the Jazzy Report.
Let me know when you're done. wait a minute, everybody.
The one that I love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Look, I'm styling for you.
Keep doing it.
So don't be dead air.
But keep doing it. It sounds so nice. Do it twice.
The one that I love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all I got. Hey, man, come on
man,
now.
Man, if
be
you
prepared.
Don't do it one more time, please.
I'm not doing it again. Be prepared.
Okay, fine.
Well,
the National Association of Intercollegiate
now.
Athletics is banning transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Okay. Per the policy, all athletes can participate in the NAIA-sponsored male sports, but only those whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have not started hormone therapy can actually
what
participate in
women's
sports.
What do I care about this? What do I care what a couple of thousand people do? The max involved in college athletics that are transgender, that have transitioned. Why would I get? Why would this be a cultural issue? Why would I care about it? At max, they're successful in making us argue about stuff that doesn't affect us at all.
Well, it does affect us.
I think that if you are an athlete who transitioned from male to female, you should not be able to compete against females. That's it. That's all.
It would seem simplistic like that, but it's not. It's not.
Whatever it ain't worth me voting against it.
I got
whatever
you.
Whatever it is.
But if you got a kid who's now lost a scholarship because it was due to a guy who transitioned into a girl and she got the scholarship.
I think these are not mutually exclusive choices. Mm. I can appreciate somebody's ability to self-determine who they are, but I can also say that costs things.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Like, remember the golfer, they're like, oh, I know you crippled, but you can't take a card, so you can't compete.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't take a card and compete, you shouldn't be able to cut your Johnson off and compete. That's the way that goes. It's not that hard for me. It's not that hard. There are some things that exclude you from competing. Like when I was growing up, if you had a heart murmur, you couldn't compete, right, Skip?
Yep.
Okay.
Back in the day, yeah.
So there were physical things that happened to you that you couldn't compete. If you had asthma at a certain level, you couldn't compete.
But all those things were liability issues.
This is too.
Kind of.
This is too.
Not really.
Even if they were like,
but I'm in agreement with you. I do think that you should, if you have to take any kind of medication that alters any chemical in your body, then I think that you should not be allowed to compete.
If I take the same, if I take a hormone and I'm an athlete, I'm a male athlete, I take a hormone that suggests that I'm pregnant, that is cheating.
I don't know.
But if you take a hormone and you're transitioning, if you take that same hormone, the reason that they ban that thing is because they feel like it gives you an unfair advantage. But if you're transitioning, you could take it. If you're just not transitioning, you cannot take it. So it's still the same chemical component. Still gives the hormonal balance, still gives you an advantage.
Yep.
Of course.
So how is it I justify it for this and not for that?
I don't know, but I want to get back to the story about you taking hormone and being pregnant. Okay. That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's how they find out. If it simulates you being pregnant, they go, just taking something.
Well, listen to this. Snoring can damage your brain.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you snore, you're screwed. Scientists claim they're the first to prove that sleep apnea causes cognitive decline. The brain hampering effects could be down to sleep apnea cutting off blood flow and limiting oxygen levels, possibly causing the damage. Studies have uncovered the same link in the past when they were never able to conclusively put those two together. Now they're saying
the one that I love. Ooh. I'm sorry.
From Tiny Tim to wow.
Tiny
what's going on
bubbles.
Here?
Oh my gosh.
Coming up, we had some great calls this week. If you missed them, do not worry. Those calls will be up directly to the Dale Hughley Show.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
So Monday, what had happened was Big Gip of the Goody Mob made statements that that intimating that charges against Puffy are warranted. Do you agree? That's the question we posed to you. You said,
if the individuals involved were grown, competent, consenting adults, what they do behind, you know, their walls sexually, that's their business. But if the sexual advances were not warranted or juveniles, youth were involved, then yes, I feel some charges should be brought forth. But again, if whoever someone chooses to sleep with, whatever they choose to do, that the acts they they consent to, that's their business. Let people do what they choose to do. And I get it. Some may have been married or are married or in opposite, you know, sexual relationships. But again, that's their business. That's for them to deal with in their households with their current spouse, wife, husbands, however it goes. But, you know, leave people alone. Let them do what they do.
I think Diddy did it. I think he did it.
He did it. He did it. He sure did it.
I'll just say I think time will tell. But my main problem with these types of questions is it seems like sometimes people get a joy out of somebody might be guilty of something. I go back, I work in the justice system. I think people just need innocent till proven guilty. I even give Puffy the benefit of the doubt until something is proven. But bothers me is when, again, some people act like it's a joy. And I know it's oftentimes come because if somebody based upon whether they don't like you. But I always say with that, it don't take much now to be accused of something and people launch an investigation. So I oftentimes tell people, be careful how you pass judgment on somebody else's because the same thing can come back to you. It does not take much. And if you got an enemy, they can easily pick up that phone and make an accusation. They do that with people without money. So I can imagine somebody with money. Again, I do not know what the situation with Puffy, either way to make a judgment right now. But I still say everybody just need to be cautious. Let the case play itself out and let's see what's what.
More of this week's best calls coming up in 5 minutes. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. So it is what it happened was. So on Tuesday, what it happened was a woman says that men's mental health is in crisis because as soon as a man opens up to a woman, women tend to use that against them. Here's what she said.
Is it any wonder why men's mental health is in crisis?
Yes, because as soon as a man opens up to a woman and tells them like their deepest, darkest secrets, women tend to use that against men. And I don't know why. I'm a woman and I don't know why.
Do you agree with her? That was a question we posed. You said,
I agree with it because as men, we do not like to feel vulnerable in any type of way. And once we expose that vulnerability to anyone, especially a woman, and especially to a woman you are in a relationship, they will use that against you in an argument. Because it has happened to my cousins, it has happened to me, it happened to people I know. They expose their vulnerabilities, and these hood rats, or whatever you want to call them, exploit it, you know, and call them weak and everything. So, yeah, I've seen it, and I agree with what she said, because they do.
I think, to me, when a man opens up to a woman, you know, telling his deep, dark secrets, being vulnerable, being open, showing his sensitive side to me, that's sexy. My husband and I will be married almost 31 years this year in July, and he has opened up to me in a way that I would have never understood that side of a man. And to me, it made me love him more. It made me more attracted to him, and it just made me fall in love with him even more. So I think that a man opening up to a woman it's a good thing. Well, for me, it was a great thing because, of course, I think I done found the right man.
They do. When they get mad with you, they want to tell your business. When you no longer want to be with them, they tell your dark secrets.
DL made a comment talking about he don't think women want to hear it. I think it's generational. I think it depends on what type of woman you're dealing with and what generation she comes from, because women are interested in issues that men are having, and it's not so much we think we can fix it all the time. It's just the fact that we're concerned and we care. That's if you love your mate. Or a friend. It could be just a friendship.
Wednesday, what had happened was a doctor's gone viral for discussing the pros and cons of showering at night versus in the morning. Here's what she said.
Showering at night, what are some of the pros? You get to wash off the day. Creams, lotions, sunscreen, etc. Smog, fog, whatever it is that's going on in your environment, you get to wash that off before getting in your sheets. And then I would also say a lot of people feel like, you know, being clean or having showered before they get into bed helps ensure that their sheets stay clean or maybe are cleaner. So very fair, fair things. But let's now go to showering in the morning. What are some pros to that? Many people feel like they don't feel like they've woken up for the day until they shower. Showering can be quite invigorating for a lot of people. The other thing is that showering for many people also helps them kind of prepare their skin for other things they need to do.
Do you shower at night or in the morning? That was a question we posed. You said,
I absolutely believe showering at night is a must. Like, you need to wash off the day. You need to de-stress. It helps de-stress the skin. It's hygienal. It's being clean. And most importantly, yes, shower in the morning. Like, come on, be for real. These people need to, like, know that you got to treat your skin. You need to moisturize it. And it's like I said, you're washing off that day. You're washing off that stress. And who wants to put that nastiness in their bed?
Most definitely. You need to wash your ass at least twice a day to stay clean and healthy. Forget about the damn doctor in his study. You don't need a doctor to tell you to wash your behind, man. You don't wash yourself properly, you go next to somebody. And they honestly, they say, man, you smell, man. Go take a bath. That's ridiculous.
You know what? This is my thoughts. I cannot understand for the life of me, out of all you guys there in that studio, he cannot come up with questions that are not elementary. Out of everybody in that studio, somebody can come up with some mind-boggling questions, stupid questions like how many times you shower. That's so elementary. Seriously, you guys need to be able to get some questions that make people think. You know, he need to let you guys come up with some clever questions to ask the audience, because this is tired, sick, and old.
I think as long as you take a bath, it's fine. That's right. Hey, I enjoy his subject. Tell him to keep it up.
Then yesterday we asked your kid, when your kid says don't tell the secret to either mom or dad, what do? You keep the kid's secret or you snitch on their ass? They didn't pose the question that way.
I don't think so, but I did.
You said...
So let me just say that I was very close to both my parents, very close. And if I wanted to say something to one of them and not tell the other one, they did that. Okay, so I wanted the same thing back to them. So I'm 63 down, but when I was younger and I had kids, I was married and had kids and everything. But my mom would call me and ask me for once a month, go to their house and get out her credit card bill out the mail so that my dad wouldn't see it. And she did that for a couple years. So he never did find out about it. I think eventually he saw one of the credit card bills and it was a problem, but she didn't want him to know and I didn't tell it.
Okay, first of all, the thing is, you're not supposed to have, as parents, you're not supposed to have secrets. So I do both. I tell my wife what happened, and then I tell her not to tell my daughter.
If somebody asks you not to tell, you don't tell. It'll teach two lessons. One, that you don't tell when somebody tells you to keep a secret. And two, it'll build trust with that parent, and so that that child will come and tell them everything from then on. And so... they can handle it. I'm sure they can handle it without the other parent. So, no, you should not tell. You have to have somebody in life that you can trust.
I think that if it's detrimental to the family or harmful to the individual, that I'm going to tell the secret. But if it's a personal secret, I'm not telling nothing. It's personal. I'm going to keep the secret.
I think it depends on what it is, because a daughter may go to her mom, wanting to speak to her mom. Maybe she's ready to have sex with her boyfriend. So she wants the advice of her mom, how to protect herself, how she perceives it. You can't tell daddy that, because daddy's going to be wanting to kill the guy. So again, I think it depends on what the secret is, if you withhold from the other parent.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Now it's time to give a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week Award.
And now it's time for the Shoe Booty of the Week Award.
Here we go.
Kim Jong-un.
Hi.
Is a North Korean politician who has been supreme leader of North Korea since 2011 and the leader of the Workers' Party of Korea, WPK, since 2010.
Wow.
He is the third son of Kim Jong II, who was North Korea's second supreme leader from 1994 until his death in 2011.
That's pretty neat.
So, why is Kim Jong-un this week's recipient of the Shoe Booty of the Week Award?
This is not my kind of guy.
Lil' Kim gets the Shoe Booty because he determined that the man's best friend should be man's next meal.
That ain't no damn puppy.
Yes, people keep dogs for various reasons, and they are often sentimental. According to a report, this is allegedly not welcomed in North Korea and is even forbidden.
Right to jail, right away.
Kim Jong-un said treating a dog as a family member that eats and sleeps with the family is incompatible with the socialist lifestyle and should be strictly avoided.
That's stupid! Use your common sense!
North Korean citizens are starving, while the supreme leader, who is fat enough to be all the supremes, dines on gourmet food.
Let me
hear you say, that ain't right.
The citizens of Korea eat barbecue poodle ribs, marinated pit bull, and chihuahua fried rice.
That's Flavor Town Passport right there.
What about people who need emotional support dogs? Are they going to have emotional support children? Or maybe seeing eye children for visually impaired people?
These people are crazed lunatics.
Asian Donald should ban the guy that gave him that messed up fade and keep the dogs in the family and off the menu. And that's why the Shoe Booty of the Week award goes to Kim Jong-un. Now here's a swift kick in the ass.
Now, if you know somebody who's not up on the D.L. Hughley Show, call them right now and tell them they need to be listening in 10 minutes. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. Now, for those of you who are not regular listeners of the D.L. Hughley Show, here is just a tiny bit of why you should listen every single day. So the race is, and it always was, it was always going to be between Trump and it was always going to be between Biden. And the interesting thing is that the judge in Atlanta dropped six of the charges. So that means he only has 40 left. This is the funny thing. Oh, he dropped charges. R. Kelly had seven charges dropped and he still ain't out. So Alabama said that frozen embryos were people. That's conception, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So Alabama said embryos were people, but Negroes were not. So that's why. It's crazy. Wow. I mean, I've seen people lose weight and they got that Nancy Reagan head, you know, where they look like Woodstock from Charlie Brown. Yeah, you don't want to lose. You don't want to look like Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
See, right, like beef jerky with a perm. You don't want that. Whether you can eat food by sell-by dates or not.
For me, I will say in my house, because I can be a little lazy and I don't really care that much about food, I will eat on something until, I mean, it can be 2-3 weeks and I'll just give it the sniff test. If it passes the sniff test, I'm going to eat it.
Let me tell you something. I think the sniff test is relevant in all kinds of endeavors.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your
indictment update.
So in case you're going to be in Addison, Texas today or tomorrow or Sunday, I have two tonight, three tomorrow, and two Sunday. So it's very interesting. So it looks like, unless there's some last minute reprieve, the trial of the first former president in American history is happening. And even one of the main witnesses going to jail for state. This is second bid, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second bid. Let the trial begin.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's what I say.
What I find interesting is when, you know, I hear a lot about states' rights, but the thing that's interesting about Arizona is they weren't even a state then. They weren't even a state. So I don't know how they had states' rights. But even, it shows you where we were at that time. Even people that didn't have a state had more rights than women and than black people. Like, Arizona wasn't a state and black people weren't free.
Yeah. I think a bigger indicator of where we are is the fact that we're right back here again.
Exactly. So 150 years later, I would say this, and I mean this in all seriousness. The 1800s white men are among the worst people in the history of the world. The worst people. Nobody had their capacity. Like those people invented the word and lasted longer than the pyramids. Like, look at the things you used to be able to do. Look at all the things that used to be happening. Look at all the things. And the problem with America is that it always had a funny relationship with the word freedom. like all men are created equal, but I still got slaves. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's because they didn't consider slaves to be people or men. So they didn't count under that.
So we yell freedom, but the people who yell it the loudest only want the freedom to give you guns and restrict everything you want to do.
Yep.
I want to be free. The same people that didn't want to wear masks and were angry about that are the very same people that want to tell a woman she has to carry a baby to term, regardless of what impact it has to her. Regardless, because here's the funny thing. Of course in 1864 there would be no exception for rape. Rape was acceptable.
Well, not only
you could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah, I was about to say, but encouraged.
Yeah. It was just a thing that happened. She can't tell me no, so how could it be rape? I own her. She's my property. Mm-hmm. Do you know when women or children would die at the turn of the century? You know who picked it up? The SPCA. You can look it up for you. That's how little regard they had for anything other than white men. And these are the men who are governing a 2024 woman. And you deserve it because you didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
You believe you knew better.
You decided voting doesn't count, doesn't matter.
Arizona is the same state that wants to legalize shooting immigrants who trespass.
Texas too.
So stop. I don't believe it'll stop there. You know what else they could do right now? If we're going to start adhering to laws on the 1800s, they could say slavery's coming back.
Of course.
And they all did it on the auspices of states' rights. That's what states wanted to do.
I mean, I feel like Clarence Thomas told us when they overturned Roe versus Wade. He said, out of his mouth, next we are, that's just the beginning. We should start, you know, reconsidering all of these other things. He sure did.
Women's rights, and his lips are so big, you got to blow through them before he can talk. So that's great. coming out the side, we got my day butter of the week. Plus, it's Friday. You're not hitting happy hour of the club. So we're going to bring the party straight to you with the Hughley House Party. And we got Alebo, the streaming hack warrior, on the D.L. Hughley Show. Now it's time for the streaming movie review with Alebo, the streaming hack warrior.
Hamde salami nani. Olamni say. Hamni, hamni, ham. Uh oh. D.L. My home brother.
What's that, Alebo?
It is the April, and the springtime is finally here. D.L., did you get to go on the spring break for yourself? You know, I went to the Carnival Circus. I danced so much, my feet did not get the blisters, though, but my shoes did. I'm serious. When I left, the circus ran away to join me. Uh-oh. It was also the April in Fools. You know, the April in Fools Day, amateur pranksters do it for the laughs. But for politicians, every day is the April in Fools. And the jokes just keep getting elected. I'm serious. I pranked my landlord, Mr. Ramirez, DL. I put saran wrap over his toilet. He keeps flushing, but he can't get rid of the spillover. Uh-oh. Today's movie has nothing to do with spring break, but you will need a vacation after you see it. The movie is Godzilla X Khan, starring Brian Tyree DeHenry. In this movie, two ancient titans, Godzilla and Kong, clash in an epic battle as humans unravel their intertwined origins and connection to Skull Island's mysteries. DL, here's a mystery I cannot solve. Why do they keep making Godzilla and Kong movies? This is like the fifth one. Why do they keep going to Skull Island? It's not like it's Wakanda, a hidden utopia. It is an island with monsters, people who don't speak, and no Wi-Fi. Wakanda forever. Skull Island? Maybe a weekend. I'm serious. This movie has the usual Kong-Godzilla fighting and the usual collateral damage. Don't get me wrong. The special effects in the CG and the eye are very good. I give this movie 5 handbags. Make sure you go and see it. No, I'm not. I'm the sinner. No. I'm April and fooling you. You are a fool if you watch it. This movie is for people who like to smell the gas before they put it in the truck. I would rather watch a bunch of squirrels organize a nut heist than watch this movie. I would rather watch a turtle run a marathon than watch this film. I give it 1 handbag. And if you add this before yesterday, I will send you a bag of tomatoes to throw at the screen while you are watching this film. But to be honest with you, It is a waste of tomatoes. I'm serious. This is Ilibo, your hacking warrior, with the Stream Hacking Movie Review. Hamne selamni enani. Stay safe and healthy. Hamne, hamne, ham.
Now it's time to take a peek in the Jasmine Diary. Well, don't be so disappointed,
darling.
Every week
darling. With this. It's so disrespectful.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I'm going to get
people
you a
People are
diary
used to certain
Christmas.
Routines. You write I don't know how to write. Stuff. I don't know how to read. I don't know how to spoil this. People are used to it. Now, we live vicariously through your experiences. Mm-hmm. Now, either you're going to read them or we will. It's going to happen.
Business. I'll read it.
Dear Diary. Never hook up someone you know with one of your girlfriends. It ain't gonna turn out right. Not always. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In my case, it did not work. As a matter of fact, it was a complete disaster. Let me draw the scenario. So, I know this guy. Very nice guy. I've known him for a long time. He's divorced. Been divorced now for probably, I don't know, 10 years. And he had been hounding me about one of my girlfriends, telling me, you know, there are no good women out there, and he's ready to settle down. And so I know a girl who's single, and she was looking, and she was kind of interested in him. So I make the connection. My girlfriend calls me last night and tells me she finds out this dude she's been dating been spreading it low and is spreading it wide. I'm like, what? Turns out he wasn't ready to get back in the saddle again. He just wanted another saddle, and he liked the one that my girlfriend had. Will he ever learn? Will I ever learn? I'll tell you what I learned. I have never hooked up someone that I know with one of my girlfriends. And maybe somebody outside of the circle might catch that smoke. But never one of my girlfriends again. And you know what? To the fellas, if you ain't ready to settle down, just say that. If you're looking for a little say that too. Dang, I may have lost a friend. Oh, what is it?
All right, sucker. Coming up, some people will stay. Touch your she.
You jive turkey, sucker.
Jive turkey, sucker fool. All right, coming up, people get so upset with me that they never ever miss an opportunity.
DL Hughley.
Well, she jumped the gun early, but I do so often. So this is the DL Hughley Show. It is the DL Hughley Show, your indictment update. In case you're going to be in Addison, Texas, I should say. I'm going to be there this today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I have two tonight, three tomorrow, and two Sunday. So come check me out if you take a notion. I'm asking a serious question, right? So I believe that the only way forward for particular people of color, for particularly for people of color, is progressive.
Yep.
Is a progressive idea.
Of course.
Name me the thing that conservatives have proposed that have helped black people. Name me the thing.
Heat wave.
No, like, no, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm not.
No,
I'm asking the only way forward. Even if you tell me, like, people, oh, you know, Republicans used to be Democrats used to be Republicans. Well, and then at one point, and they were progressive Republicans. Then in the end, they switched. But name me the thing that is being proposed. Like on one side, there are ideas like Bernie Sanders has proposed a 4-day wait week. To counter that, the conservatives have propose expanding the age of Social Security.
Right.
Yep.
And also letting people work younger and younger in more dangerous situations.
Yes.
And they also and want them to let them longer. Marry earlier, right?
Hey, yeah, of course.
The fact that black and poor black women die in childbirth and that poor people die of starvation and sickness is directly attributable. And you look at where that happens the most, it's in the southern region of the United States of America. It happens because they will not expand Medicaid. They will not expand Medicaid because they believe black people get something for free. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Joe Biden has talked about expanding his student debt forgiveness program. Where are they fighting it at?
Everywhere red.
Yep.
So stop telling me that nobody does anything for you. Stop telling me that. And then tell me the thing right now that they're forwarding that is good for black people. Well, we don't want these gay people being able to indoctrinate our kids. At the rate
or
we
read to them.
56% of Americans. Here's the thing. Don't tell me about gay people reading. We don't read. Only 56% of us read at a fifth grade level.
Oh, my goodness.
Gay people are the only people probably can read in America. Are you crazy?
Wow.
I don't care who's telling me this story. I just want to know they're saying the words right. I don't
think it's sad. You're so stupid. And FYI, I think it's just as bad if you're out there on a platform and you just simply say, I'm not voting for anyone. I'm not backing anybody.
Good,
that's
good,
just as
good,
bad.
Good.
Yeah, that's stupid. Worse.
It is. It really is.
Arizona's the Handmaid's Tale. And you know what? Florida will be on May 1st.
I'm telling you. Be careful. Have you seen The Handmaid's Tale? Do you understand everything?
Yeah, of course I see it.
It's eerily similar.
They deserve it. Stupid people deserve it.
I don't deserve it.
They deserve it. Stay here.
Well, I would be dressed in gray. I wouldn't be dressed in red. That's for sure.
You would be winning the car.
I got nothing for you, honey.
I got a pretty face.
You look cute.
Am I not going to get pregnant? No. But I tell you what, then you better get to washing clothes and then see me after.
I mean, then there's that.
All right, come here. We got a song for when your mom and daddy were still together. We have some people get so upset with the things I say, so we're giving them an opportunity to vent with our segment called
F.U.D.O. Hughley.
And we're gonna be bringing the party straight to you with the Hughley House Party on the D.O. Hughley Show. Sometimes people get really upset with the things I say, so we're letting them vent on our segment called
F.U.D.O. Hughley.
So won't you please welcome our F.U.D.O. Hughley correspondent, Little Niecy James.
Hello. This is Niecy James, your F.U.D.O. Hughley correspondent. Today's first comment is in response to a post on D.L. Hughley's Facebook page. Dear Mama 97 says, D.L., I heard you say I was a single person, not a single parent, just because my sad excuse for a baby daddy occasionally takes his kid to the movies or to get pizza and then drops him home with $100 saying, give this to your mama. But that sperm donor is never around to help with homework. Ordering extra cheese is easy, but where is he when it's time to find the binomial coefficients in Pascal's triangle? F*** you, D.L. Hughley. Our next F.U. D.L. Hughley response comes from a D.L. Hughley Show listener. Doc Rock said, D.L., I've been listening to your show for the past week or so, and it sounds like you've been sick. Your throat sounds scratchy, and you've been coughing. I think I heard you say you have bronchitis. While you think you're strong for gutting it out and coming to work, but what you've really done is risk infecting all your coworkers with your nasty germs. Only God knows what you were doing to get sick anyway. Take your selfish, sick self home and stop risking the health of everybody else around you. F*** you, D.L. Hughley. Today's last F.U. D.L. Hughley response is from the D.L. Instagram. Stan33 says, D.L., I just don't like you. I listen to your radio show every day, and I don't like you. I watch your comedy, and I don't like you. I see you every time TMZ interviews you at the airport, and I don't like you. When is the next time you're coming to Charlotte so I can buy tickets to see you? Because I can't stand you. F*** you, D.L. Hughley. Well, that's it for this week. This has been Niecy James, your F.U. D.L. Hughley correspondent. And until next week... Bye.
Now it's time for what you need to know with the one and only Sybil Wilkes.
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. A new poll shows elected leaders are getting high marks from Baltimore City voters for their response to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The latest survey found 74% of voters approve of Governor Wes Moore's handling of the March 26 tragedy. 62% of respondents had a favorable view of President Biden's response to the collapse, while Mayor Brandon Scott earned a 61% approval rating. The poll of more than 700 registered voters was conducted from April 3rd through the 7th and has a 3.7% margin of error. Instagram will start to blur photos detected as containing nudity that are sent to teens. Meta says the feature is a step to protect teens from sextortion and other forms of intimate image abuse. The feature will be turned on by default for users under 18, while adults will be encouraged to turn it on as well. A warning screen will be shown when AI technology determines if an image sent in direct message contains nudity and will give the option of whether or not to view it. A message will also be shown that will encourage users to not feel pressured to respond, while also giving options to block the sender and report the chat. Ford is recalling nearly 43,000 small SUVs due to gasoline leaking from the fuel injectors onto hot engine surfaces, making the risk of a fire likely. According to KHOU, the recall remedy does not include repair for the leaks. The recall covers some Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2022 and 23 model years, as well as 2022 model Escape SUVs. In documents, the company says it has no reports of crashes or injuries. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
Thank you, Sybil. What Have You Learned is coming up next on the D.L. Hughley Show.
That's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the D.L. Hughley Show, your
Indictment update.
So if you are going to be in Addison, Texas, I'm going to be here I'm here. I'll be 2 tonight, 3 tomorrow, and 2 Sunday at the Addison Improv. So please come check me out. If you take a notion, next week I am going to be, I'm doing a private gig for the AKAs in Los Angeles. And then I'm in Richmond, Virginia that Saturday and Sunday.
Shout out to the AKAs.
Yeah, no, so they have a public meeting, so I guess
Bunch
of Divine Nine is coming on Thursday.
Oh,
you,
okay,
you can come too, Jasmine.
Are the Deltas going to be there?
A lot of it's
okay, no, the count me Divine in. Nine. No, I'm just kidding. I would support.
Yeah.
I support Divine Nine.
Yeah.
All of us.
All right. Well, I'm just,
a village.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about right now. I suspect you don't either, but what did you learn today, Doc?
Shout out to Costco. You remember when I told you about these gold bars they were selling?
Yeah.
They say that they sell about $200 million worth of gold bars every month.
What are they, the Franklin Mint?
I don't know, but I'm going to go get me some of these bars. You want some while I'm over there?
You're not going to get no gold.
$200 million a month?
You're not getting, okay.
I'm going to run over
I
and
wish
get some
you
bars.
Would walk. Okay.
Either you want some or you don't.
Okay. Okay.
Do you want some bars
bring
or no?
Bring some. Okay. And they better not be them Hershey's Kisses, Mr. Goodbye bars.
You're going to open yours up. It's going to be chocolate on the inside. Like
she come back
Easter.
With anything, she's going to be behind bars.
Yeah, no,
Willy
that's right.
Wonka.
What?
Skip my man Cheatham. What'd you learn today?
I don't know why we're still here, why we ain't hitting the restaurant right now, man. Come on, man. It's time to go eat. Let's go.
Man, come on now. I got to do these two. Well, I got to work, Skip. And then, you know.
You can't tell Skip
that.
You got to work.
Was the well,
Skip, really?
Skip gets he gets a rest. I have to go right from here to work.
Yeah.
Skip gets the rest
Where
of the
I get
while.
The rest?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand what we're talking about right
he don't
now.
Know.
Well, do the best you can.
Well, just call
that?
With your credit card. I already ordered the lobster thermidor, so just call it anyway. If you're too tired, go.
He ain't coming, but we are.
Yeah.
On the next D.L. Hughley Show, the Militant Man Jamal Kings is going to return to expose racism hidden in our everyday lives. Plus another Special K Short Bus Records banger. Have a great, safe weekend. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We will definitely see you on the other side. Kyle, my favorite short bus operator. Pull that string. We got to go.
Tout, tout.
It's the D.L. Hughley Show. We will see you on the other side.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.